Good afternoon, again, coming to you from the International Sugar Beet and Dry Bean Expo. We're joined once again by Tom Wood, President and CEO of Belgium USA. We certainly know weed resistance is an issue no matter what crop we're looking at, but particularly for these bean growers. Talk to me from Belgium USA's perspective. What kind of solutions do you have in that area?
So we're seeing, or an issue is highlighted in the Red River Valley and across the other areas too, is glyphosate resistance, and that's kochia, lamb's quarter, and common rag has glyphosate resistance. No one wants to hear that, but it's becoming a reality, and it's a growing problem. Belgium has a product called SpinAid. If you remember the old Betamix, it was a component of Betamix, and it's highly effective against what a lot of people are coming at the show to talk to us about, is glyphosate-resistant kochia. So there's good news and bad news. The good news is it works. Maybe the not-so-good news is you have to get the kochia when it's small, and I'm talking dime-sized to quarter-sized small, and there's multiple applications. But if following the 24C registration label, making applications at those levels, you'll kill the kochia. And ultimately, if you miss because of whatever reason, weather or whatever, it will stunt the growth of your kochia. And one other comment, the weather doesn't always cooperate, and the ground may be muddy, wet. Aerial application is okay for SpinAid.
Fantastic. Again, a very unique mode of action for sugar beets here as well. SpinAid from Belgium USA, coming to you from the International Sugar Beet and Dry Bean Expo. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Gowan USA, Amity Technology, Beta Seed, and of course, Belgium USA. Reporting for the Red River.